Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Welcome in. So at Columbia University, it's about ready. NYPD have been moving some barricades. I've been watching the last half hour or so that they move in and move out the people that are squatters there. It's the same kind of squatter mentality going on. And we'll see what the repercussion is when the place that is the most prominent involving this nonsense has a lot of people arrested again. I don't know that that will stop them. I think you would just have to keep on doing it, particularly when in a place like New York, they're out in a matter of hours, very much similar to Philadelphia. The watch is on. The clock is ticking. Penn is on the clock. They don't have any clock out there. They said take them down on Friday, and yet nothing has still happened to move them out of those sites out of Penn. I have a lot more, too, on this Muslim teacher over at Central Bucks. Thank God there was someone that saw what these posts were up to, has complained, and the Justice Department now is investigating. How rare. Caroline Leavitt has been on the show before. She is the president's national spokesperson, and I believe has been in much of the trial in New York, and has a lot more, too, on the upcoming event in Wildwood on May 11th. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Carolyn, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Dom, so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
So have you been in the trial today?
I'm not there today. There is no court today, actually. The court was not in session today. However, the president will be back in court tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week. I've been in there with him the last 2 weeks every day, and I'll tell you, Dom, it's despicable to see firsthand what is happening in this country, to watch the former president of the United States being politically persecuted as if he's a criminal, which he is not, when that courtroom should be used for prosecuting real violent criminals who are committing murder and rape and robbery on the streets of New York every day. It's a despicable witch hunt that's being led by Joe Biden's administration and the Democrat Party. And it's so very clear when you're sitting in the courtroom and you see the disdain that the Democrat judge has for the president, when you see Alvin Bragg, the far-left district attorney, Democrat, sitting there in the courtroom laughing and having a good old time. It's just it's a travesty of justice, and it's been very sad to witness.
Caroline, is the gag rule, are you under the impression that what Wednesday this activist judge, to put it mildly, is going to come down with his decision?
Well, first, he tried to schedule the hearing for Wednesday, but that is usually the day off from court. So our campaign had two big rallies scheduled in Wisconsin and Michigan. So our legal team asked to delay the hearing, which they did. It will now be Thursday morning. And to be honest with you, no, I think he will double down on it. This judge has a conflict of interest in this case. He should have recused himself, but he didn't. He donated money to Joe Biden's campaign. He's a Democrat. He's a partisan judge. And so the fact that he even instilled this gag order on President Trump and our team in the first place just tells you everything you need to know about him. It's a violation of President Trump's First Amendment rights. It's totally unconstitutional. And the witnesses in this case are not gagged in the same way that President Trump is. They are out there on television almost every single day lying about the president, talking about the case. Yet the judge imposes this gag order, which prohibits the president from defending himself. It's atrocious. So we'll see what he decides this week. But the prosecution has tried to make the case that President Trump has violated the gag order just by simply reposting articles that talk about the case or sharing news clips from cable television with hosts talking about the case. Mm-hmm. So now I suppose when you're a presidential candidate running for president in America, you're not even allowed to share news clips on your social media accounts. It's pathetic.
Caroline, as we're talking, and you may be involved in a lot of things, deadline is passing at Columbia University to end the encampment, and the NYPD looks like they're ready to move in. Talk about how this plays out into President Trump's campaign.
Well, we have been in New York, like I said, for the past couple of weeks for trial, you know, just a few miles away from the courthouse, which is guarded and protected like Fort Knox. I mean, there are barricades for miles like you wouldn't believe to prevent protesters outside the courthouse, both against President Trump, but mainly for President Trump. They don't want to see supporters being able to show up and show their support during the midst of this witch hunt. But then a few miles down the road, we have these pro-jihadist, anti-Semitic activists on the campus of Columbia chanting hate speech. And but they're allowed to, like you said, put out encampments. I'm watching the television right now. They have literal tents on the campus of Columbia. We'll have to see what happens here at 2 o'clock. I wish that Columbia would get some courage themselves and do what's in the best interest for the safety of all of their students, particularly the Jewish students who have now been forced off of campus and forced to learn remotely because the college lacked the courage in the first place to tell these students chanting hate speech that they need to stop and to make them pay the consequences that they should.
Well, Caroline, you mentioned rallies, too, in Michigan, Wisconsin. A big one here locally, a shocking one when we had Jeff Andrew on, with the ocean as a backdrop. President Trump coming back to New Jersey, the Wildwood Beach. I'm not sure how familiar you are, but this is an enormous space, and we think it might be almost totally filled up.
Well, we hope so. And there are still tickets available. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up to get your tickets. We are so excited about this rally. It's going to be May 11th in Wildwood, as you said, on Saturday night. It's the night before Mother's Day. What a better way to treat your mother or your wife or the mother in your life than to bring her to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
So I will be there myself, and I'm very much looking forward to joining. It's going to be a great one. I know the president is very excited to go to New Jersey. It's a state he's talked a lot about because it's a state, you know, we believe that maybe we can win in November. And we know that many great people in Pennsylvania are planning to come as well and from surrounding states, too. So you can go to the website to sign up, and we look forward to seeing you guys there.
Well, out of self-interest and out of, I think it's a great issue, not just with New Jerseyans, but here in Pennsylvania, I hope you whisper in the president's ear, because hearing Trump talk about windmills is delightful. And this issue, Caroline, last year, we voted it almost the top issue of our listeners across the tri-state area, the whales, the spoiling the Jersey Shore. And I know the president loves to talk about big wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. He talks about it quite a bit. He makes his case very clear. You know, look, the president supports an all-above energy approach. That means utilizing all of the resources that we have in this country to produce energy for the American people to bring down costs. But that mainly includes drilling and using the liquid gold under our feet. The Democrats want to stop drilling entirely and then move just to wind and solar, which we don't have the infrastructure for it, can't afford it. And as the president often calls out, the windmills are bad for the environment. You guys have seen it, like you said, firsthand in New Jersey with the whales washing up on your shores. The Democrats don't like to talk about that very much, do they? You don't hear about those stories on CNN and MSDNC.
Absolutely. Anything else you can kind of give us a sense that you guys, with a jersey setting, the ocean there, the president might be hitting?
Well, he'll certainly continue to talk about the rising cost of living in the states of New Jersey and also New York, a state, of course, he knows very well, having been raised there. He'll talk about the soft-on-crime policies that you've seen in your Democrat-run cities in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania and in New York as well. You'll hear him talk about his plan to just get this country back on track, to restore peace around this world, to rebuild our economy, to launch the largest mass deportation operation of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants on day one. That is a day one priority for the president. He talks about it all the time. You'll certainly hear him talk about that, too. I don't want to give away too much because I want your people to show up. It's going to be a great speech. I can assure you of that.
We will be there. Thank you, Caroline. Hopefully we'll see you that night.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'd love to meet you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Caroline Leavitt here, the president's national spokesperson on Talk Radio 1210. All right, now, Central Bucks. You remember right before the election, okay, and the turnout, the outside money and everything else that went into it. Well, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights is investigating a complaint accusing the Central Bucks School District of permitting anti-Semitic statements by a teacher and Muslim student group that he advises. The complaint, filed on behalf of a person whose name is redacted, cites the anti-Israel post on Instagram by Yosef Abdul Waba, a Spanish teacher at Central Bucks West and the school's Muslim Student Association. The post describes it talks about one on March 30th by the teacher. He sells do-rags with designs inspired by traditional Arab headdresses, often worn by supporters of Palestine, that said Israel was, quote, ethnically cleansing Christianity from Gaza. The club posted a prayer for Ramadan that reads, "Oh Allah, deal with the usurping Jews and the treacherous Zionists." And he says, these things were all accidental. It was an olive branch to Palestinian Christians that I'm trying to reach. The teacher. You know, imagine if this guy had done this to another group. Do you think the school board for Central Bucks, well, I don't know, the Karen person that heads them, I guess they could sit there on anything. They're that crazed. In another post that weekend, they shared a tweet that said, "The birthplace of Jesus is getting bombed on Easter." Now, that meaning, and they put a phony photo in, the investigation says, that seems to mean they're trying to reach Christians because, you see, Christians, that's the birthplace of Jesus. You ought to be offended because Muslims are under fire there from the Jews, from the Zionists. The complaint notes other posts linking Christianity and Islam, alleging that the teacher in the club seek to align the Christian and Muslim population against the Jewish Israeli population by using blood libel, a centuries-old false accusation claiming Jews murder Christians for ritual purposes. The teacher said that the club takes issue with this usurping Jews. It was posted accidentally. I apologize for not being on top of that. Then he says they were referring to the Israeli Defense Forces, not all Jews or anything like that. The post about Easter was meant as an olive branch to Christian Palestinians. Okay? The club has been the subject of criticism since February when an MSA event at Central Bucks West, encouraging students to protest the state's financial support for Israel, caught the attention of community members. So imagine what it takes to get the Biden Education Department office to be investigating an obvious progressive sort of outlet here, trying to turn people against Jews by tagging in various Christians, they think, that also hate them, apparently as much as this Muslim student outfit does. Is there any boundary? It's always the defense. We see it on college campuses, the Ladies on the View and others, to say, we're not talking about Jews. We're talking about the government of Israel or Zion or some other convene. We know exactly what you're doing. Let's see what the Justice Department, more importantly, what pressure is on the school board to do something about this. Do they think this is just freedom of speech? Do they think this is speech they condone? All these errors, all these accidental postings, are those all allowed? So it's not just happening on college campuses. These mobs are right here being egged on high school campuses. So Dan will invite the guy on. We'll see if he'll come on, and he can explain all these accidental postings of hate. They're all suspect. We know exactly what the twist here is. Let's get Christians involved too. Muslims and Christians against the Jews. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Don't forget the side question today. But right now, it is time for... it's time for something here.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All right, if you win today, you'll win a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 p.m. Friday, May 3rd at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Dan, what's your backstory?
Dan, I'm going to take you back to 2003. This day in 2003, this person had a lawsuit dropped against them. There was a $5 million lawsuit filed against this person, our cover artist today, by a personal injury lawyer who claimed he suffered hearing loss in his left ear from attending one of his concerts. Judge said the plaintiff assumed the risk of hearing damage when he attended the concert back in 1997. So, Dom, this day in 2003, this person had a lawsuit against him dropped pretty much by a personal attorney trying to make some money. Who is the singer, Dom? Cover artist, Tay. You can give me either the singer's name or the band name. It's a little tough. The guy's got to take a listen.
I put a spell on you. You better stop the thing that you're doing. I said, watch out, I ain't lying.
Got a little more about this guy, Dom. Number 40 of the 100 greatest songwriters of all time. Number 72 of the 100 greatest singers of all time.
Not bad. All right, hit us with that, and you are going off to the Miller Theater. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push pound 1210. It looks to me like at Columbia, a number of police starting to marshal around the encampment. We'll let you know what happens next, and... let's get a winner here on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Great prize today for Dom's Money Melody. Looking for the singer or band? Let's hear the clue and let's see if we can get a winner.
I put a spell on you.
All right, let me try Doug in Burlington. All right, Doug, the singer of the band, what are you going for?
My guess is it's John Fogerty.
All right, very good guess. Enjoy Brian Reagan here. I'll put you on hold, Doug. Nicely played. Dan, any little bit, because I got a Krasner watch update here.
Yeah, we'll get, I'll be real quick. It was just Koreans Clearwater Revival's John Fogerty, who was settled a lawsuit today, 2003. He didn't settle. He had a lawsuit against him dropped, a $5 million lawsuit against him dropped because a personal injury lawyer claimed that they suffered hearing loss at a concert. What a crap that is. But a judge rightly said that the plaintiff assumed the risk of hearing damage when attending the concert and set a precedent that has set since then.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, the Krasner watch, and you got to love this when you see the progressives at Penn, the little kitty's gone wild there, and then Krasner comes in. So Krasner had a news conference today. He was asked, imagine having to ask a prosecutor, would you prosecute people arrested? Because Penn has allowed him to do this since Friday. They told him to take the encampment down. Would you prosecute? And what did the great man do? Well, he lectured on the First Amendment. Then, Dan, he pivoted. They said, well, wait a minute. These are encampments. People cannot encamp out there at Penn. That's violative of city and state law, or at least city law. There are signs up telling them now, new signs, you can't encamp here. You can't be there in that situation for obvious all kinds of reasons, right? Krasner says, oh, yeah? Well, the Supreme Court recently is deciding whether cities can punish people for sleeping outside in public spaces. We're not giving out advisory opinions today on conduct that we can't even imagine that might happen in the future. Then he said, we've all heard of a long history in this country of local government claiming that everything that was done in the name of free speech was a crime. And we certainly have seen the benefits that have come from nonviolent, peaceful efforts to achieve social change. Now, as maddening as this is, Dan, will the Philadelphia police, first of all, arrest if Penn wants that? Or will Penn police, Penn has one of the larger, more equipped police departments, will they drive the encampers out? 855-839-1210. As maddening as it is to see them, quote, getting away with it, you tried doing that. It's interesting to see then what places like Penn do. You know what the X factor is here, Dan? Usually Josh Shapiro would have jumped into the ring by now. He did before it with Goldie. You can't hide. Remember that? With the hummus restaurant and the anti-Semitism. Why has he not jumped in here yet? And the answer is, Josh Shapiro, when it comes to Larry Krasner, treads very lightly. He's not going to push back on Krasner. And I know you think this guy pushes back on everything, particularly Trump. By the way, nice shoes by Drew Barrymore. I'm looking here at a replay by Fox.
Could you imagine if
the interview with Kamala Harris? And imagine if I did that with Rand Paul. I was six inches away from Rand Paul's face, meaning even Kamala Harris is thinking, when the hell will this be over with this stupid woman that I have to go through all this stuff?
I wonder what Drew Barrymore's breath smells like, because Kamala knows today that answer.
I think she was within her face at one point 8 to 10 inches of her constantly in an interview and almost on her lap.
Yeah.
So, you know, we may have to try that as an interviewing style.
I mean, she's innovative, Dom. It's a new way of doing things, apparently.
And the stupid...
We're going to get you all up in Rand Paul.
Yeah, the clomping shoes that she has. My God. Well, Howard Stern, nice suit. Black suit like he was going to a funeral on Friday when he had Joe Biden in studio.
As someone that has so much money, you'd think he'd be dressed better, right?
Yeah. Well, wearing a suit, Dad, because Biden is the father of the country. He wants Biden to tell us he's the father to us all. All right. So here's the dilemma. You got a guy like Larry Krasner, who is basically saying if he does prosecute these people, it'll be with a wink or a nod. It'll be sign in, sign out. But he may not even do that to make a statement about what's going on right now at Penn. So these weasels at Penn, I'm loving this on one hand. I love it when you see these competing weasels. What do? They don't want them there. They're getting pressure again. They're under scrutiny. They know what happened to the last president. They know that they vandalized the Ben Franklin statue. They know they're spewing anti-Semitism and everything else. They know that you're not allowed to be there on the college green and all that with all these encampments. They know the more that it goes on, the harder it will be to get them out of there. So what are they going to do when they read Krasner telling them, hey, buddy, at Penn, don't expect that we're going to do anything? What will the Philadelphia police do? Now, my bet is, Dan, that the Philadelphia police, if Penn asked, will arrest them and move them out of there. I don't think the Philadelphia police are going to say, as they would under Jim Kenney, this is the First Amendment, buddy. You ought to be celebrating this. The showdown continues at Columbia, where the deadline has passed and the NYPD are right there ready to move in, but nothing has happened yet. Watch this one in Philadelphia with Krasner. I might add, Dan, it's Thursday, right, that the police commissioner is going to be in studio with us.
Yep.
We don't have a time yet, though.
I think it's 1 p.m. But
1 p.m.? All right, that's great. I am really looking forward. He comes highly recommended by a lot of cops that I speak with. His actions so far and the Parker administration so far have been spot on, I think, when it comes to the police law enforcement. Of course, we're waiting for more of the movement with Kensington. And you have to admire an administration. And I know some of you, it's hard. She's a Democrat. Okay. That is willing to make Kensington the place that you are going to try to change the lawlessness, the human depravity there. You're making that a centerpiece. Now, how hard that is, given how many forces have said, let's dump everything into Kensington. That's what they've done. Maybe over the last 25 or 30 or 40 years. You got to admire that when that becomes a major item. All right, let's go to Colwyn Lumberton. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Cole, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. I listen to your show a decent amount.
Well, thank you, Cole, very much.
This whole thing with the Ivy League schools is really interesting to me. On one hand, it's like, I'm not an Ivy Leaguer myself. I'm working class. My parents are working class. That's why I see this kind of, these rich kids, walking around, and I don't know, it's hard for me to sympathize with them,
Oh, absolutely. No, they're repellent. Exactly right. They have time to do this. You don't see a lot of them apparently needing to go to class too much and or work a part-time job or get a summer job started, because I think they're almost at the period of time where school would be over, Cole. They're completely unsympathetic.
It's crazy to me. Like, Cole's probably with me. In a world where student loan debt is crazy, housing prices are nuts, taxes, especially in Jersey, are out the wazoo. Cole, I'm sure you're working your ass off like I am, and there is legitimately no time in my life to go out there and sit out in an encampment for days at a time. I don't know where people are getting this time or who these people are. I think it's a chronically online crowd that it pretty much is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of these people are organizing online. I mean, a lot of the people who were at the encampments, I mean, at least a week ago, they were already expelled from the school and from their dorms, you know, on a moment's notice. And the thing is, I called in. I wouldn't say I'm a Republican or a Democrat. I'm actually registered as an independent, but I see where they're coming from as far as you know, Israel goes. I actually, for the most part, I kind of agree. I mean, what they're asking for is kind of silly. Like, they're asking for the administrations to divest, but there's not really, it's like a hundredth of a percentile that the actual school is investing in, you know, Israel and arms and that kind of thing. So to me, it seems silly, but I'm not a Zionist, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Is that? What do you object to there? I am a Zionist, Cole, as you probably know. What do you object to?
Well, personally, I object to, you know, that I feel like Israel is an illegitimate state. I mean, it was founded by Britain after World War II, you know, and which I can understand why they would come to that. But Zionism as an actual idea stems from like the late 1800s, and it really comes from, you know, right-wing Jewish supremacists. And, you know, I would not dispel the idea that they were in Israel. You know, Jews obviously came from Israel, but I think their right to claim land that they weren't already living in is I disagree with that. And especially with the violence that came along with it and has really been there since the very beginning. And if you go there, I mean, I know Jewish people who have done Birthright, and they say it's, you know, the conditions that the people are in, it's like an open air prison.
Well, it's only because with Gaza, if you're talking about, Cole, because of the attacks. I've been there, took listeners there, and Israel would welcome and has tried to do various things. Gaza, they were given that in order they have a space. It's confined, you're right, by geography. But it was done in order to give them a place, and all that happened is Israel was attacked. But, Cole, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you called in. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. You're on board. So Krasner pops up again. He is, you know, despite what I think the change in Philadelphia, we saw who won. Sherelle Parker won. On the Democrat side, it was a law and order platform in communities that are suffering. They're under fire. Helen Gim did not win, and she was pretty far down the rung, Helen Gim, as far as total voters. Yet Krasner still continues on. Here's a little bit of Larry the K when asked today, or he called the news conference to tell us what he's going to do or not do. Lecturing on the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't give you the right to violate what are clear health codes, property codes, university codes. Set up these encampments wherever you feel like. Listen to Krasner.
And during an unrelated news conference this morning, Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner was asked about a series of questions about how he would handle the protesters camped out at UPenn and whether he would prosecute them.
I think we all have to reserve judgment here, wait and see what occurs or does not occur, and figure out to what extent, on an individual basis, there is a crime, there is probable cause, and it would be just to prosecute it.
Krasner telling reporters he does not want to make a political statement in either direction. And he says his office firmly believes in the right to protest, but also understands the importance of academic institutions being able to function and educate.
Yeah, the translation is he's sending a clear message with the other statements I read you that he's not going to do anything here. The most he'll do is people will be brought in by the police. They may be inconvenienced for a bit. You can call it whatever you want, but when it's clear that you're trespassing in a massive way, disrupting the university, violating what the law is about these encampments, these are not the homeless having to sleep on the street. And citing that with the Supreme Court is ridiculous. Also saying that Philadelphia is just doing this to suppress free speech. I bet if they camp, Dan, do you think Larry Krasner, now be pretty hard over at Market Street where his headquarters are, how would Krasner react to wherever he lives if we had encampments there? He wouldn't react very well. Maybe for a day he would put up with it to show, you know, that he's on board with this. How long would that go on if Krasner had to have the same thing on his block in his backyard?
Not long.
Not long. We know what the answer is. He's insulated from it. Just like these people in Chestnut Hill that vote for him, among others. And the insulated crowd in Center City who feels they're insulated to they're a victim of crime. And then their world doesn't know what to do. Where does it come from? Well, it's spreading to the suburbs. Even though people there don't realize it yet, they want to pretend it's not. It's Krasner. So as much as we're seeing what I think is great infrastructure of the mayor and police commissioner, you still have to deal with this other part. It's him. It's always him. It's going to be him. You can throw your hands up, surrender to this guy, or realize this is the guy you have to beat in an election. That's what you have to do, whatever it takes. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Side question, something people say they don't like, but they really do. Leader in the clubhouse might be Robert of Ben Salem, right, Dan?
Yes, with pornography.
With pornography, yeah. That's going to be a hard one to
beat.
That's
going to be hard.
That was outside the box, but you can do it. I'm Giordano Show. I'm watching footage. We've been watching Columbia University. We're watching footage now. There's still same kind of stuff going on as the other day at University of Texas at Austin, and the police in full riot gear are moving in to remove them from the areas where they can't congregate. So you see the difference between the two. By the way, I don't see it, but Greg Abbott is on the short list, according to some, relatively short. Trump's got a list that Dan Borowski's probably on there. Oh, he's not old enough to serve. Ah, wait a while. As VP, I still like this Doug Burgum, the candidate from North Dakota. Not that I like him. I think he's too tepid. But it shows that Trump is not just going to do something wild-eyed, you know, because the base gets fired up if he puts that type of VP choice in. That came out over the weekend. And the bottom line with the guy is on things like abortion and others, he's not going to be somebody turning off suburbanites and the rest. And I know, Dan, already checking on Twitter. Every time I say this about the suburbanites, people go, blank them. Sometimes I get it. The bottom line is, though, this is the thing where Trump, say like a Bucks County, he's got to do better than the last time. Nudging, incrementalism is going to be on fire in the rural areas. And in places like Lehigh County, where he was with Latinos, he is going to do better. And Philadelphia is going to be tepid. I don't know what they're going to try to do a few days before the election. You remember with Hillary Clinton? Dan, you weren't here then, but we were at 4th and Market. And right down the block from 4th and Market, Bill and I saw the garbage left over the next day. I mean, we had photo. We were going to town with what they did. Independence Hall area and across the street. They brought in Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, I think Springsteen.
Oh, gosh.
They had Bill and Hillary Clinton. They had the Obamas. And still, Trump eked out Pennsylvania. It's shocking. I mean, you talk about the big guns right there, Independence Hall. Amazing. That was one of the biggest events we've ever seen, and couldn't do it. Trump got over the finish line. So this idea that this is not going to be very... I see the advantages, what I'm saying. These four collar counties, though, that's where the work has to be done. All right, 855-839-1210. You can hit us on the side question. By the way, who addressed the kiddies in their encampment by some mechanism? I'm looking at the Daily Guardian report, Dan. Mumia Abu-Jamal tells the New York City students they're on the right side of history by deciding not to be silent and to speak out. Do not bow, said Mumia. Just another reason why the death penalty is such a effective device that should have been done a long time ago. How many times does this guy get to speak from jail, from prison? It must be 50 to 100 in major events like this. All right, Bruce in the Northeast is in. This ride, Dan, I'm going to have trouble judging this one versus Roberts. All right, Bruce, what is it people say they don't like, but they really do?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kristi Noem, when she shot that dog, she shot her chance at vice president, I guess, you know?
You've been sitting on that line all weekend. Hey, Bruce.
Well, I finally got it right. But yeah. My answer, everybody, I don't know how you could not like this song. It's a happy sing-along song. Sweet Caroline. Dun, dun, dun.
Right, I'll tell you what.
Most people, they won't admit that they don't like it.
That's a great one, but I'll tell you why, Dan. You may not agree with me in it. I immediately put in my mind those insufferable, the Sox, the Boston Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
I can't get it out of
but
my mind.
There's no way that you haven't sinned in a bar before this comes over and you haven't started singing along. Come on.
It's just a simple, happy sing-along. I don't know how you could not like it. You have to have a couple of beers sometimes, and then it becomes even better.
Some vodkas.
So, Dan, you're admitting to liking this.
It's a horrible song, but it's like... It's one of those that you got to sing, I feel. He's on to something.
All right, take a note here, though.
It's like Don't Stop Believing by Journey. It's also a terrible song that you just can't help
I could go with that more. It is... Guys just think every woman in the bar is going to go home with them at that point because of this. That's what they're playing.
Maybe that's a good side question. What's a song, a terrible song that you just can't help but sing?
Now, wait a minute. My mind's a little bit clouded. Who's the main author of this? It's... Oh, God.
Bruce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, the singer.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, right. Oh, yeah.
Real Diamond.
I'm really going against everything that I like usually.
Yeah,
It's the Red Sox stuff. They're more insufferable than those New York Knicks fans yesterday. Well, it's pretty close.
Off,
No, because they're like the litter at the Sox, you know?
No, New York fans are the worst. When they're like a pimple that comes back every couple of years because they have a halfway decent team, but when they come back, they remind you how annoying they actually are.
Yeah. Well, I think Philadelphia, I don't know what they're saying on IP, but Dan, how can we say we're the best sports town in America and Sixers fans just sold out their tickets, apparently?
It's true. Like, how do you defend it? I don't know.
Eagles fans wouldn't do that. No. Not only that, they started blank whoever they were named, you know, Channing.
But this team's hard to like, though. I mean, that's the only defense you can give is, like, at this point, Josh Harris owning it, also owning the Redskins now, and New Jersey Devils, and then it's like, there's been arguments I've heard on WIP. Is this a true Philadelphia team, the 76ers? Do they have the Philadelphia mentality? Do they have an owner that... you know, cares about Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I think they just were getting a lot of money for their tickets, and that's why they did it. But lightning round is next. Let's see if it can beat Porn or Sweet Caroline. Man, I never say this, but I could award two prizes today, two into the hat, Dan. I don't think that's allowed, though, right?
It's your name, your show.
You'd have to be the one to decide. Oh, they're taking the kiddos off here. We're seeing arrests being frog marched off. This one dope, right? At Columbia, I'm seeing. Good, play Sweet Caroline as they march. Dan, side question tomorrow. What song should they play when marching off students from these encampments? Might be a side question.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Touching me, touching you.
Oh, yeah, that guy's singing it. You guys are, I'm sure everybody's thinking
great,
that's great.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Come on, he's fantastic. The voice is amazing.
In Germany, apparently. They're nuts. Yeah,
yeah. He's huge in Germany.
Whenever we see these countries that go off the rails like this, it makes them even more suspect. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby here with Dom Giordano. Drew, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot, man. Always a great show. I'm very loyal to you, man. Hey,
thank you, Drew.
You know, Dom, here's my side answer. When people claim that they really resent conservatism or Republicans, but deep down they may not, because, for example, if you're a young struggling actor or actress in Hollywood, or if you're trying to get a job in one of the Ivy Leagues as a professor, if they suspect you of being anything near a Republican, you'll never work again. So you have to portray yourself as, yeah, man, those conservatives, you know what I mean? But deep down inside, they vote Republican, a lot of them. Thanks, Don.
I think there's more of that than you think. But yeah, I don't know that I could quite go that far, Drew, but thank you. Good shot. Gary in Newtown. Dan, I kind of like this one. Outside contender. Can it be porn, though? Gary, what's yours? Hi.
I love the callers today. It's just going to be really, really tough. So I'm going to put mine in for tomorrow first. I'll explain why in a second. You asked a question about 5 minutes ago. I'm going to sing it. Na 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 na.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Mark that down for tomorrow if we do it. Okay.
There you go. So what people, mostly the older generation, what they really don't, they say they like freedom and entrepreneurship. But they wouldn't know what to do if they had it. They like the ability of having Big Brother take care of their Social Security, take care of their Medicare, take care of their Medicaid, knowing that something's going to, Big Brother, Santa Claus, they're going to take care of you.
That's good. Big government, just yeah. Like those people who want the NFL to draft a guy and send him off to Buffalo. Yep.
Oh, come
they really
on.
Don't
really,
want freedom.
Really, you're going to throw that out there?
Hey, I got to get that in before the end.
Left to go
All right, spot. Dan, we got a log jam here. I kind of talking during the breaks. I guess I got to go with the. They were both brilliant.
Pornography
answers.
And Sweet Caroline, man, were two great answers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, some of the people
answers.
Act like they don't like, but actually do like.
Yes.
I like porn personally. Well,
there you go.
Know,
Maisie,
pull that, Jim.
Take that, Jim. That's a good drop. Henry, Henry, and there already has it a drop for the Z Always show. There you go. You'll hear that.
I like the answer of pornography.
You like the answer of pornography. And you know it when you see it as the
Supreme Court. I act like I don't like it. But.
All right. So that's the winner today. But great call from Bruce, too. Rich Cioli is next. We hope to speak with Amon Brown in studio tomorrow. He's at the warehouse. They're counting the votes. He thinks he wins in Philadelphia. We'll see. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.